USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
One of the nation's largest liquefied natural gas facilities will shut down for 3 weeks. The closure of the Freeport LNG plant in Texas comes after an explosion Wednesday morning caused damage to it. The facility provides about 20% of the nation's LNG processing. An investigation into the explosion is underway. Vice President Kamala Harris announced $3.2 billion to address what the Biden administration considers to be key causes of people rushing the U.S. border.
When we provide economic opportunity for people in Central America, we address an important driver of migration.
As illegal immigration residence in the United States has increased 10% since Biden took office, it should be noted this week's Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles will be receiving low-level diplomats instead of leaders out of disrespect that Biden was not inclusive to all countries in the region. USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-517-1717. 800-517-1717. 800-517-1717.
The January 6th committee have hired a television producer to sell their agenda to the American people.
Public congressional hearings on last year's Capitol attack are set to begin Thursday night. Several hearings will be scattered throughout June in prime time and during daytime hours. Democrats hired a former TV producer to help produce the hearings. New York Republican Congressman Elise Stefanik says the hearings taking place are unprecedented.
They are Nancy Pelosi's appointees, and everyone across America needs to know that. Every single member that was appointed by Kevin McCarthy is not on the committee. That's because Nancy Pelosi broke 200 plus years of precedent by not allowing the Republican minority leader to appoint members of a sitting committee.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Federal prosecutors are pushing for R&B singer and convicted sex offender R. Kelly to sit in a prison for more than 25 years. He'll be sentenced June 29th. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Micrometeoroid strikes are unavoidable in space. Between May 23rd and 25th, NASA's James Webb Space Telescope sustained an impact on one of its primary mirror segments. It has caused a minor flaw in data being sent back to Earth. As a result of this impact, a specialized team of engineers have been formed to look at ways to mitigate the effects of further micrometeoroid hits. The January 6th committee gets virtually no respect from conservatives. One of the men kicked off the January 6th committee by Nancy Pelosi, Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, told Newsmax overnight the goal of the January 6th show.
First time in 232 years, first time in the history of the Congress, of the House, that the minority leader has not been able to put on a select committee the individuals he or she selected. So that's the first thing. The second is, you mentioned it, we know what their goal is. Their goal is to get rid of the Electoral College and stop President Trump from running for office in 2024. That's their goal, and they're so focused on it, this thing is so partisan. As you pointed out, Grant, they went out and hired the former president of ABC News to choreograph this documentary, this production. And who's their first witness going to be? The documentarian who was embedded with this group. So, that sort of tells you everything you need to know about what this committee's objective really is and how truly partisan the whole operation is.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.